I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I think my brain is foggy because I stayed up so much last night watching all the coverage from Milton. And then I mentioned this earlier. I found this page that was on the Washington Post website that had live streams of several locations down in Florida. We'll have Tim Fitch, former St. Louis County Police Chief, with us to talk about a local story that involves Troy Police after the top of the hour. But he's got a place in Florida, in Sarasota, I think. So we'll find out a little bit more about what he experienced. And I don't think he's down there right now, but he certainly has got video cameras, etc. And then Carl Cannon, the Washington Bureau Chief for Real Clear Politics, will join us at the bottom of the 5 o'clock hour. Just as a programming note, and I'm kind of bummed about this, but no roundtable tomorrow. Ryan Recker will be filling in. I had to take the week off. Some of you may have heard this story earlier in the week. I screwed up. I was all set to take my daughter hunting. They're doing a special doe season here in Missouri. And in my mind, it was next weekend. But it's not. It's this weekend. So we're going to Howard County. I'm going to pull her out of school a little early and try to get a doe and her first deer. And I'm very much looking forward to that. I know she is as well. Right now, though, I talked about Riley Gaines. We love Riley. I love her. And she's a hero on some of these issues across the country. There's a very strange story that she was tweeting about last night. This guy in Pennsylvania who worked for a school district, biological male, who transitioned to a woman and now has been arrested for smoking meth in a porno. He can't make this stuff up. Outside of that, some of the things that are happening, and we've had this happen here in St. Louis with WashU and Children's Hospital. Jamie Reed exposed that, and luckily they closed down. But it's still occurring in a lot of locations. And as our friend Billboard Chris says, this is the biggest, child abuse scandal in the history maybe of the planet. It really is. Beth Cirio is with the group Do No Harm. She's also an RN and has developed a new national database called Stop the Harm. Beth, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis. How are you this afternoon?
Hi, Mark. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I'm certain that you probably know of our situation here with WashU and Children's Hospital, which we got some good news from Jamie, the whistleblower, a couple of months ago, where she kind of broke the news that they had shut down that clinic here in St. Louis, Beth, which was good news.
Yes, that's wonderful.
So what are you doing, though, outside of that? I'm guessing that that would be an organization that would be on this map that you're creating.
Yes, absolutely. So this week, Do No Harm, we were very excited to launch our Stop the Harm database. And this database is a website that represents our comprehensive analysis of all children who have undergone any type of sex change treatment at any U.S.-based medical facility during the years 2019 to 2023. So this represents any child who received a hormonal treatment, puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and also surgery, any type of surgical intervention.
And the list in Missouri is extensive. It's Children's Mercy Hospital, Mercy Kids Children's Hospital, St. Louis Children's Hospital, maybe not anymore, Cox Medical Center, Barnes Jewish. I mean, the list goes on. Columbia University Hospital. This goes across the state, a lot of Kansas City hospitals. So this is not something that's only occurring in just a few locations. It's very pervasive.
It's quite pervasive. Nationally, I think we have about 2,000 hospitals or facilities represented. So, I think that previously many people thought that either it wasn't happening, or if it is happening, it's rare. Maybe it's happening at a few fringe places, but this is anything but fringe. So, we have data in all 50 states. So there's no state that hasn't engaged in these procedures at some point in the past 5 years. Unfortunately, Missouri is no exception.
Well, and you know what's interesting here is, mentioned Jamie Reed, the whistleblower. Her husband, who's named Tiger Reed, is actually a biological female that transitioned into a male and is now detransitioning, and wrote a piece for the Free Press that was quite interesting a couple of weeks ago, and I read a good portion of it on the air. I would hope that any parent and any kid who's considering something like this reads that piece from Tiger Reed. Also, you have someone that you're working with, Chloe Cole, who is a detransitioner and someone who is trying to spread the word about some of this nonsense now, right?
Yes, exactly. Chloe is, you know, she's our patient advocate with Do No Harm, and she's a detransitioner. I'm sure your audience is aware. And one thing that she said recently that she shared was that she said she really believed that if her parents had had access to this database and to the information that we provided through Do No Harm, that it's that her parents probably never would have gone through with it if they had realized what a pervasive problem that just the trans child industry is in America. So while I find that so heartbreaking to think that, you know, she went through all of these procedures, interventions unnecessarily, it gives me a lot of hope, you know, that if in the future it saves even one child and hopefully many, many more children from undergoing these procedures, then we're going to call that a massive win.
I don't, you know, I think a lot of us, you may agree here, Beth. I don't care what people do when they're adults. You want to do something, go ahead. You want to cut your breasts off. But you're focusing exclusively, and most of everything that I've done on this particular topic has been focusing on kids under the age of 18. And that's what you did here. You looked at all this across the country. You're talking about kids ages, you know, birth to 17 and a half years old.
Yes. Yes. So you had to, everyone on our database was a child between 0 and 17 and a half at the time of the treatment. That's correct. So, and Do No Harm, that's part of our, you know, we're a medical watchdog organization with two areas of interest. One is eliminating DEI practices from medical institutions, and the other is eliminating these procedures from pediatric.
Both great endeavors. I want you to address, because I was unaware of the first part of that, and that absolutely impresses me, and I'm glad that you're doing that, but maybe explain what you're doing on the DEI front. I always talk about, and maybe I should have this audio that's sort of more handy, but there was a real spooky thing that happened at the University of Minnesota in their med school, and I think it happens across the country, where essentially you had these med school students who were finally graduating after all these years of studying their clinical work, and they basically had to offer an oath of allegiance to DEI. It was the most creepy thing, and what I've said about it is, I'm pretty sure a fair amount of those medical students thought, you know what? But good Lord, I can't believe I have to do this, but we're doing it because it's just part of the program, right? But it's embarrassing, and it's something, when you think about the medical establishment, you would hope that that would be one area where they'd focus on people having expertise and experience, not just the right color of their skin.
Yeah, as we know, DEI is a scourge across all major industries and corporations in America, and sadly, the medical industry is really no different, but it certainly carries with it some very unique risks, you know. So at Do No Harm, what we want is just a simple return to merit-based achievements in medicine, you know. And I think that's what patients want, too. So patients want to just know that they're getting the best doctors with the best training. They don't care about the color of the skin or the identity group that the doctor or, you know, medical provider falls into. They just want someone who's the best one for the job.
You know, some of this DEI nonsense is on display because you have, and this is stunning to me, that on the FEMA website, now I just double checked, it's now the second listed, you know, priority. It was first last week, equity. And still equity is the foundation of emergency management. That's one of their top goals. We got people that, you know, have lost their homes, their livelihoods, their businesses. We're finding bodies in North Carolina. But equity is at the top of their list at FEMA. That makes you feel good, doesn't it?
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's so scary. It's so scary to, you know, so many of these institutions, the priorities are just completely out of whack. And it's out of sync with what the American people want to see.
Yep, I think you're right. Give the website for folks who might want to check out Do No Harm.
Yes, please. So our website is donoharmmedicine.org. You can learn more about our organization and become a member. And then our database is stopthehardatedatabase.com.
Thank you, Beth. I appreciate it. Good luck with everything. Best cereal with Do No Harm. We'll talk again.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's a good resource. I am hopeful. You have more and more, and I've been talking about this issue now probably for 5 years, you know, on the trans nonsense. And there have been a lot of hopeful things in the last 2 years. And I started really kind of tracking this maybe 3 years ago when all of a sudden the LA Times and then the Washington Post had a couple of people that were posting things that were the opposite of the trans religion that you'd usually see in the publications. Of course, when they do that, and the New York Times did this as well, then you have pushback from all the same folks that, you know, love terrorists and love Hamas and are anti-Semitic because they think that the newspaper is doing harm by presenting that side of the equation. That side of the equation is very important because you will find when you read every detransitioner's piece that I've read, LA Times, Washington Post, Chloe Cole that they're using here at Do No Harm, where Tiger Reader, anyone like that, it's all consistent. They were all very confused. Some of these kids were abused. Tiger Reed certainly had terrible, terrible abuse, and there were addiction problems in his family. And these kids are messed up. And in Tiger Reed's situation, he's gay. She was gay. She was a lesbian, right? Decided she didn't think she was a woman, wanted to be a man, now is going back to biological origin. I don't even know if that's a word, but that's what's happening. It's very confusing. Thank God there's groups like Do No Harm out there trying to keep things straight. 441, we're going to talk about a great event in Francis Park coming up this weekend. Next on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.